If you have your Bibles, I want you to turn with me to the Gospel according to Luke, the 23rd chapter. How many read the 23rd chapter of Luke? Let me see. If you read it already, you knew I was going to 23, right? Anybody read 23? Didn't but four of you read 23? Five of you read 23. Six read 23. Seven read 23. Okay. All right. For those of you visiting, to say, well, did they have an assignment? No. We've been in the Gospel according to Luke, and we've been going verse by verse, chapter by chapter. We ended on last week, chapter 22. We talked about being betrayed, forsaken, and he was tried. He was on a trial. In chapter 23 is a very pivotal chapter that we are about to go into. Have you ever watched a show, movie, or series, and in the midst of the current action of the series, things are going on right there that they have to give a flashback to help you to really understand and appreciate what's going on in the moment? This is one of those points in the study where if I just take you through 23 without giving you the backstory, you really can't appreciate the value. You're going to miss something. It won't mean the same to you. You ain't going to understand everything. So we're going to have to set up chapter 23 in order for you to appreciate chapter 23. I want to use as a subject for those of you who take notes today, I want to use as a subject the Lamb of God. The Lamb of God. And I want that to sink in just a minute. The Lamb that comes from God. God had to have a Lamb. And the only way that this chapter 23 could work, this Lamb had to come from God. Okay? And chapter 23 deals with the trials of Jesus. That's a song. If we get to it, we may do that. I don't know, but we'll see if I can get to that today. But it also deals with the crucifixion of Jesus. All right? And I ain't ready to talk about that. Because you ain't going to appreciate. When I talk about that, you need to know about the Lamb. Because when you know about the Lamb and I talk about his crucifixion, oh, it's going to make, I mean, the picture is going to be crystal clear. Everybody with me? So, I'm not skipping Luke 23. For those of you following me, I am not skipping Luke 23. But you can't appreciate it till I give you the backstory. Everybody with me? So, just know you're going to get Luke 23. But I got to give you this story first. All right? I want us to start understanding Luke from John that was read into our hearing. John chapter 1 and starting with verse number 19. John, for those of you who don't know, they call him John the Baptist. He was related to Jesus. He was born miraculously. He was, but not through immaculate conception. But God blessed his birth, labeled his birth for a purpose, for a time such as this. Excuse me. John was given the task of being a forerunner of Jesus, a herald. His task was to clear the pathway for Jesus. John had been preaching a while, and the word had gotten back to the religious rulers that, excuse me, there's a man out there that he preaching about baptism. He's preaching about some things. We don't really know who he is. Go check him out and come back and let us know what you find out. Everybody with me? We're going to start there. Okay, verse 19, and this is the record of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who art thou?" And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, "I am not the Christ." And they asked him, "What then? Art thou Elias?" And he saith, "I'm not. Art thou that prophet?" And he answered, "No." And they then said they unto him, "Well, who art thou? That we may give an answer to them that sent us. What sayest thou of thyself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah." And they which were sent were of the Pharisees. The Pharisees sent them. And they asked him, and said unto him, "Why baptizest thou then, if thou be not that Christ, nor Elias, neither that prophet?" John answered them, saying, "I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you whom you know not. He it is who cometh after me is preferred before me, whose shoes latchet. I'm not worthy to unloose." These things were done in Bethabara, beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. Verse 29, the next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him. Behold, look, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. That was a prophetic message about Jesus. God gave him that sentence. John was speaking truth from God. The truth is this, John says, look. Behold the Lamb. Lamb was not used casually here. Lamb was used by God through John's voice intentionally here. John is saying, here comes the sacrifice from God. Here comes the Lamb of God, the Lamb, which taketh away. This Lamb, this sacrifice is going to take away the sin. Wait a minute, the sin, not sins. Because sin in its problematic state is anything against God. John is not trying to take away a specific act against God when he says the Lamb, this Lamb is going to remove all sin, period. All sin. Whatever it is, He's coming to take away the sin of the world. Now, most people hearing it, it went right over their head. I've read it too many times, and I really didn't get it. I didn't really understand what the ghost showed me. You got to appreciate this Lamb from God. This is a Lamb that God sent. Why are you sending a Lamb? Well, you ought to be accustomed, you Jews, the people of this time, ought to be accustomed to lambs by now. So we got to go all the way back to Genesis now. I'm giving you the backstory. We got to go all the way back to Genesis. And in Genesis, if you understand anything about the creation, Genesis 1, Genesis 2, God made the world, God made man, God made woman, put them in the garden. And they lived there in harmony with God for we don't know how long. We don't know how long. 500 years, I don't know. 1,000, I don't know. We don't know. But we know it was a considerable period of time. Now, we do know that. While they were in the garden, you know the story in Genesis chapter 3. The devil comes in the form of a serpent and has a conversation with Eve while her husband was with him. Conversation went like this. Hath God said that thou shalt not eat of the tree of the fruit in the midst of the garden? Eve said, well, God said the day you eat of it, paraphrasing, you shall surely die. The serpent said, you shall not die, but God knows that the day you eat thereof, you are going to be wise like God. She looked at the fruit, and it was appealing to the eye. And from the understanding of the devil, it has the capacity to make one wise. She ate it. And then she gave to her husband, which was with her. I think he wanted to see if she was going to die first. I really do. And since she didn't die, give me some of that, baby. Give me some of that. Yeah, give me some of that. After they ate of the fruit, the story says their eyes open up. And for the first time, they understood sin. Until then, they had never experienced sin at all. No knowledge of, they were naked and they didn't care. Because there was no sin. There was nothing in their life to be ashamed of because they had no knowledge of sin. God came and pronounced judgment in Genesis chapter 3. And he said to the woman, if you over there, Lynch, you over there? To the woman and to thy seed. What did he say?
Unto the woman, he said.
What did he say?
I will greatly multiply thy sorrow.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to bring some, because of what you did, I'm going to bring some pain in childbirth. Read.
In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children.
Yeah, read.
And thy desire shall be to thy husband.
Okay. Now back up. Tell me what he told the serpent. What did he tell the serpent? That's what I want right now. What did he tell the serpent? Verse 14.
And I will put enmity between...
Watch this. And the Lord God said unto the serpent,
I will put enmity between...
Because thou hast done this... Go back. To which
and the Lord said unto the serpent,
mm-hmm, that's what I want. Read.
Because thou hast done this,
read,
thou art cursed above all cattle.
Yeah.
And above every beast of the field.
Right.
Upon thy belly shalt thou go.
You're going to crawl from now on. Read.
And dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life.
Read. Keep going.
And I will put enmity between...
Now this is what I want. Now pay attention.
Between...
I am going to put enmity.
Between
the, in other words, there will be something between your seed
and her seed.
Your seed, the devil's work, and the work of the woman. I'm going to put something right now, a bookmark today, that will be forever between you. Read.
It shall bruise thy hand.
Now watch this. The woman's seed, the seed of a woman, is going to ultimately deal you a head blow. Read.
And thou shalt bruise his heel.
And the devil is going to give God, the seed promise, a heel blow. Everybody with me? That was promised then. Now that happened right after the fall, some time goes and God starts working with his people. And in Exodus chapter 12, I need you to go over there because we need to see what God is planning. Exodus chapter 12. And I want you to start, I believe, at verse number 1, read.
And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron.
Listen. Now, remember, now the curse happened. It's going to be the seed. It's going to have to come up. This seed, whatever's going to happen in this seed, talking about lineage, some woman is going to have a child. This child is going to have to deal a head blow to Satan. But before we get to the child, we got to find the lamb. Read.
This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you.
Mm-hmm.
Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel.
Speak to them, read.
Saying in the 10th day.
Now watch this. Everybody watch this. On the 10th day of this month.
They shall take to them every man a lamb.
A what?
A lamb.
Everybody now. On the 10th day of this month, everybody has to take a lamb. Now, backdrop. Moses has been dealing with the Pharaoh. And he's, upon God's request, gone to Pharaoh and said, God said, let my people go. Well, who is it? Tell him I am that I am. They've gone through a series of plagues. Each plague, by the way, is tied to one of the gods that Egypt worships.
Yeah.
Each one of the plagues deals with one of their gods. Because they worship the sun. They worship the Nile. They worship the ant. See, they worship all that stuff. And each one of the plagues was against each god they worship. But this last plague.
You're right.
This last one, okay, was going to be death coming through the whole land.
Yes, sir.
So God is giving instruction now. And this lamb is going to be important. So read. Everybody needs to take a what?
a lamb.
A lamb, read.
According to the house of their father.
Read.
A lamb for a house.
A lamb. There has to be a lamb. Read.
And if the household be too little for the lamb.
If you ain't got that many folk in your house.
Let him and his neighbor.
Yeah.
Next unto his house.
Yeah.
Take it.
Get with a neighbor.
According to the
number. And y'all come together.
According to the number of the souls.
Yeah. And make sure that you get a lamb. That's going to cover for the neighbors that's going to get together. Because you small household read.
Every man according to his eating.
Everybody has got to participate in this.
Shall make your count.
For everybody the lamb. Read.
Shall make your count for the lamb.
Yeah. Read.
Your lamb shall be without blemish.
Wait. Pay attention. Your lamb. Now when you get a lamb. The lamb that you pick has to be
without blemish.
No spot, no malfunction, nothing irregular. This needs to be a lamb that is spotless.
A male of the first year.
Wait. You just can't get any lamb. You need a male lamb. This lamb needs to be perfect by sight. Don't bring no crippled lamb. Don't bring no maimed lamb.
Come on.
Don't bring a lamb that's limping. This lamb needs to be perfect. So every house of all the houses of the land of Egypt, of all those houses of God's folk, had to find a perfect lamb.
Amen.
Read.
Of the first year. Ye shall take it out from the sheep.
You got to find this lamb from the sheep or?
Or from the goat.
Read on.
And ye shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month.
Listen. You're going to find him and keep him. Read.
And the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it.
Wait a minute. What you going to do with the lamb? You're going to kill it. When you going to kill it?
In the evening.
Wait a minute, let's recap. Everybody has to get a lamb. Everybody. And everybody got to take the lamb. And it has to be a male lamb. Has to be a male lamb that's 1 year, within a year. This 1 year old male lamb, everybody has to kill it that night. Read.
And they shall take of the blood.
The blood of the lamb. Wait a minute. Blood of the lamb. There's blood from the lamb. You're going to kill the lamb. And there's something about the blood. Read.
And strike it on the two.
Take the blood from the lamb.
And strike it on the two side
posts. That you kill. And take the blood and splatter the blood over the doorposts of your house. Put it over the top and over the side. What are you doing? Sprinkling blood. Where you get the blood? From the lamb.
He's white.
Well, why? Some getting ready to happen. And God said to do it. This has never happened before.
Man.
So everybody by faith has to get a lamb. Everybody with me?
Yes, sir.
Let's see. Drop down to verse number 8.
And they shall eat the flesh in that night,
roast
with fire,
and
unleavened bread.
Yeah.
And with bitter herbs they shall eat it.
Okay. Wait. Unleavened bread. Wait a minute. Unleavened bread. You're going to eat the lamb, the flesh. And you're going to eat unleavened bread.
Teach us, sir.
Jesus said, except you eat of my flesh and drink of my blood, you shall have no part with me. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, they're eating the unleavened bread. Verse 13, drop down there.
And the blood shall be to you.
No, no, go to 12. Go to 12. Go to 12.
For I will pass through the land
of... Now watch this. Watch this. God say, I'm getting ready to visit Egypt.
This night.
Tonight. I'm coming through Egypt. Read.
And will smite all the firstborn in the land.
And my purpose when I come through, I'm killing every firstborn
in the land,
in all of the land of Egypt, firstborn child, read,
both man and beast,
firstborn man and animal,
and against all the gods of Egypt.
And wait a minute, that's why I told you, see, all the gods of Egypt was about, that's what those plagues was about. You got to understand, The plague was about the gods. They trusted in the gods and they didn't trust in the gods. But I'm getting ready to come through the land, God said. And read.
And I will execute judgment.
I'm going to execute judgment. Read.
I am the Lord.
Read on, verse 13.
And the blood shall be...
The blood. Wait a minute. The blood. The blood from the Lamb shall be what?
Unto you a token.
This will be a sign.
Upon the house.
The blood from the Lamb. That was male, that was unblemished, on the doorpost and on the side. It's going to be a sign. Read.
Where you are.
Wherever you are behind the blood post lamb. Read.
And when I see the blood.
Now I'm coming down and I'm going to visit your people. I'm going to visit everybody. But wherever I see the blood.
I will pass over you.
Ain't going in that house. Cause blood is there.
Preach, sir.
So firstborn child, firstborn animals that's in the house covered by the blood, I ain't going in there. Read.
And the plague shall not be upon you.
I ain't going to bother you.
To destroy you.
Yeah, read.
When I smite the land of Egypt.
But I'm coming through the land of Egypt. Okay. Now, from that occurrence, from that event, came the Passover. The Passover. Go down to verse 21. Just quickly. Verse 21. What does the Bible say? Same chapter.
Then Moses called for all the elders of Egypt.
Now, Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said
unto them, draw out and take you a lamb according to your family and kill the Passover.
Kill the Passover lamb. Now, stay with me. Okay. Then God introduced the concept of the lamb. Then, every year after their exodus, God told them to remember this Passover. And don't forget it. And every year, you're going to kill a lamb. Now, if you remember in Luke 21, Jesus was observing the Passover. Everybody remember that? Why? Because now is the time where all of the people of God are remembering the Passover. So they sent them, remember they sent two of the disciples to take the lamb so that it can be slain. And they were to come back and eat of the Passover lamb. Everybody with me? Lamb, the lamb. This was a lamb. Now, Jesus became that lamb, but God is setting the people up for what he is to come. So, for years after that, every year, the people would kill an unspotted goat or lamb. Every year. For hundreds of years. If I remember my history correctly, there was probably close to 2,000 1 to 1500 to 2000 years transpired, and they was doing this every year. Every year. Every year. They killing a lamb. But the lambs that they was killing did not have the power to take sin out of their life.
Oh, Lord.
They were killing the lamb. But the lamb they was killing did not have the capacity to take sin out of their life. Now I need Hebrews now. I need some Hebrews now. And I think I want Hebrews, I believe it is chapter 5. Let me turn over there and see if that's what I want. Let's see. Everybody with me? Y'all still there? I'm looking for the blood of bulls and goats.
Chapter 9.
That's the chapter. Thank you. Chapter 9. Thank you. Thank you. Chapter 9. Now listen. I want you to start. I want you to start verse 11. Hebrews 9:11. Everybody there? Hebrews 9:11. Read.
But Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Being come a high priest,
yeah,
of good things to come.
Now, the Hebrew writer is explaining to Christian folk the role or the position that Christ plays in the scheme of what they've been accustomed to. You've been offering sacrifices to God for centuries, but couldn't get rid of your sin. Read on.
Of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle.
Read.
Not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building.
Verse 12, read.
Neither by the blood of goats.
Wait a minute. Neither by what?
The blood of goats.
Read on.
And calves.
Uh-huh.
But by his own blood.
Yeah.
He entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us.
Now hold that thought right there. Hold that thought right there. Now, quick lesson. Part of their ceremonial sacrifices that the people of God had to do was a priest, the high priest, every year had to offer a sacrifice for himself because he sinned. And then he had to offer one for the people. There was a veil in the tabernacle that was covered. Only the high priest could go past the veil. Nobody else could go back there. History says, and some of the records show, that the people had to go back there. They would tie a rope on them. Because if they did something wrong back there, they died.
Amen.
But you couldn't go get them. You had to pull them out from in there. Because if you went to get them, you died too. Now we got more stuff we got to get out of there. So only the high priest could go there. But he couldn't do that but once a year. But when he offered for the people, Scriptures say, what it did was basically pushed the people's sins forward. Mm-hmm. Never took the sins away. So every year you got to come back again and do the same thing, yes, for all the people, yes, because sin has not been removed. You're killing lambs. But the lambs of blood, bulls and blood of bulls and goats doesn't do it. You know, verse Verse 13.
For if the blood of the bulls and of goats and the ashes of the heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctify to the purifying of the flesh.
Now, if you could make a sacrifice that gave you a temporary sanctification for offering, not a permanent, temporary, how much more
shall the blood of Christ?
Now, this lamb, this blood shed by this lamb, who through the eternal spirit
offered himself.
Christ offered himself. Without How did spot. He offer?
Without spot. To
there die. Was no spot. Wait a minute. He was perfect lamb. God was preparing the people way back yonder for what he intended to do. That was a shadow of things to come. That wasn't the thing, but it was a shadow. Read.
Purge our conscience from dead work.
Read.
To serve the living God.
Read.
And for this cause, he is.
Christ
mediator.
Is what?
The mediator.
He is the mediator of
the
what?
The New Testament.
The New Testament. Read.
That by means of death.
That by dying.
For the redemption of the transgressions.
For all of the transgressions.
That were under the first testament.
That everybody had ever done under that first testament. He died for them. Read.
They which are called might receive the promise of eternal
inheritance. He made it possible
inheritance.
For all the people under the law to have access to eternal life. Because he offered himself.
Amen.
Now, verse 22, read.
And almost all things are by the law purged with blood.
Read.
And without the shedding of blood.
Without the shedding of blood, what?
Is no remission.
There can be no forgiveness without some blood.
Amen.
Now, where are we? God had a perfect utopian world for people. He wanted to live with them forever. Sin came into the picture. There's something about sin that God cannot be around sin. God can't have fellowship because he's pure light. So he can't have any fellowship with darkness. But God loves us. So God wants to have relationship, but he can't do it because of sin. So he has to do something about the sin. Let's go study in Ephesians chapter 1, somewhere over there, I believe, that before the foundation of the world was made, before God made the world and made man, God already had a plan to save the man he was making. Because he knew that
one day
man was going to sin. He knew. So he made a plan for man. Before he made the world and formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. Before he did that, God already had a plan to save the man that he hadn't even made. He hadn't even made the man. Now, I want you to go to Revelations chapter 5. Revelation chapter 5. And I want you to start at verse number 1.
And I saw in the right hand of him that sat upon the throne.
Now watch this. Now stay with me. John is one of Jesus' apostles. He is on an island called the Isle of Patmos. On the Lord's day, he gets a vision. And God gives him a glimpse to some things that happened before God made the world.
Did he do it? Yes, sir.
Now John is getting the video of a scene in the history of mankind before there was mankind.
All right, sir. All right.
Everybody with me? So John knows about Christ, but he's looking at this scene. Read.
And he saw one who sat on the throne,
mm-hmm.
and a book written within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals.
Give me verse 2 first.
And I saw a strong angel.
Yeah.
Proclaiming with a loud voice.
Read.
Who is worthy to open the book?
Watch this. John is watching a heavenly scene that took place before the world.
Teach, sir.
And there's an angel, strong angel, that says, God got a book. Who is worthy
to open the book?
To open up the book.
And to loose the seals thereof.
And to loose the seal that. Who is worthy? Wait a minute. We're going to find. Who is worthy to be the Lamb that will take away the sins? Who's worthy? God got a plan. Needs somebody to implement the plan. John's watching the scene. Who is worthy to open the book? Read.
And no man in heaven.
Wait a minute. Nobody in heaven.
Nor in earth.
Wait a minute. Nobody. No angel.
Fix it, sir. Fix it.
Nobody in heaven was worthy to open the book or worthy to die. A lot of folk can die. And we die all the time. But there's only been one death that was worthy of taking away sins. This book that John was looking at, there had to be somebody worthy to die. Couldn't find nobody in heaven. Read.
Nor to look upon the book.
Nor in the earth. Wait a minute. Nor in heaven. But what? Nor in the earth. They went down and searched the earth.
Neither under the
earth. Wait. Slow down. Nobody that was living at that time was able to open the book.
Uh-huh.
Read.
Neither under the earth.
Nobody that had lived and died
was able to
open. If there was somebody who had lived and died, God had the power to go get them. Raise them up. And let them open the book. But there was nobody able to open the book. Read.
Neither to look.
It wasn't anybody who was worthy to even gaze at the book. Talking about opening it. Ain't nobody here that can even look at it. The book. Read.
And I wept much.
John said, Lord have mercy.
I wept much.
John, looking at the panoramic view, start crying. Because if you don't open the book, we lost.
Amen.
You can't leave the book here. Somebody got to open the book. Where's the Lamb worthy to be slain? Ain't nobody worth dying for the sins of man. Nobody. And John just started crying.
Because no man
yeah.
was found worthy
nobody
to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon.
Verse 5, read.
And one of the elders said unto me, weep not.
One of the elders said, stop crying, John.
Behold.
Wait a minute. Behold, what?
The Lion of the tribe of Judah.
Now, wait a minute. Now, he's talking about the lineage of Christ. The Lion of the tribe of Judah. Read. The root
of David.
Of David. Read.
Hath prevailed to open the book.
He's come through to open the book.
And to loose
the seals
thereon.
Now, drop down to verse 13.
And every creature which is in heaven
verse 12.
Saying with a loud voice.
What did he say?
Worthy is the Lamb.
Wait a minute. Worthy is the who?
The Lamb.
The Lamb.
That was slain.
That was killed.
To receive power.
Yeah.
Riches.
Uh-huh.
Wisdom.
Yeah.
Strength.
Yeah.
Honor.
Yeah.
Glory.
Mm-hmm.
Blessing.
Hold it. Now, up in heaven. John looking at the scene.
Uh-huh.
And now they having a celebration.
Worthy.
And the celebration is, worthy is the Lamb.
Yes, sir. Oh, that's good.
Worthy is the Lamb.
That's good teaching, sir.
That was slain. Now, let's go back to everybody getting the lamb? Everybody getting the lamb? Now let's go back to John chapter 1, verse 29.
The next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him.
Now John saw Jesus coming. And what did he say?
Behold,
look,
the Lamb of God.
Here is the Lamb of God. The Lamb.
Which taketh.
Wait a minute. The one who's going to die from God. God had to give the Lamb.
Amen, sir.
There was no man that could be the Lamb.
Amen.
So God himself had to become the Lamb.
Amen.
So God the Son became seed from a woman.
Yes.
And he lived a sinless life.
Teacher.
Did everything God asked of him. And we find him in chapter 22 saying, Father, if it be possible for me not to have to drink this cup, if you got another way, I know I'm the Lamb, but is there any other way for me to do this without drinking this cup? Nevertheless,
not as I will,
not my will,
but thine be done.
But your will be done.
Yes.
And God strengthened him and gave him what he needed to handle what he had to go through. Because he was the Lamb. Wait a minute. Why did my Savior come to earth and to the humble go? And why did he choose a lowly birth? Why? Because he loved me so. Verse 2. And why did he drink the bitter cup?
Lord have mercy, why are you drinking this cup? Of sorrow, Lord.
Sorrow,
pain,
and woe.
And why on the cross? Why you was willing to go to the cross and allow yourself to be stretched wide?
Because he loved
me so.
Verse 3. Now watch this.
Until Lord, till you come back. Lord, till you come back, all I'm going to do is sing your praise, Lord, till you come back. I'm going to talk about you till you come back. And then I'm going home with you, Lord. And I'm going to live with you, Lord. I'm going to live with you, Lord, through endless days from now on. Oh, because he loved me. Watch this. And he loved. Can you see it? Can you see the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the earth? He loved.
He loved
me.
Oh, he loved
me so.
He gave
his precious life, his sinless life,
because he loved. He loved me so. Okay. Hold up. Right here. Wait. Chapter 23 of Luke is the story of the Lamb of God laying down his life for my sins, for your sins. There had to be a sacrifice that once and for all could move sin out of man's life. John says in 1 John, if we confess our faults one to another, he is faithful
and just.
He's just
to forgive us our sins.
To wash my sins away. Read.
And to cleanse us.
And he cleanses me
from all.
Over and over.
Oh, talk, sir.
He cleanses me of all. Of all. Of all my sins. You see, everything that was written before chapter 22 in the old covenant was leading to chapter 22.
Yeah.
Everything from Genesis all the way up to the Gospels was leading to chapter 22.
Yeah.
Everything that was written from Acts to Revelation was pointing back to chapter 22. Everything that God did in his word was about the Lamb that he had to send to take away the sins, the sin of the world. Okay. I got to close this.
Take your time.
I got to shut this down. You need to understand. This is not
just another story. This is not just another story about a good man. This is the story about God willing to die just like the Lamb for our sin. Why'd he do it? Why'd he do that? Why? We ain't done anything to prove that we were going to be special if he did it. We haven't done anything to prove that we would be worth him doing it. He knew that even after he did it, that we would fall over and over and over and over and over and over again. And he still did it. He made provision for every sin that I could ever imagine. And he nailed it on the cross. Cause a lamb died.
Yes, sir.
That didn't have to die no more. You don't have to offer no more sacrifices.
Praise God.
Nobody has to die anymore.
Praise God.
Because the Lamb of God is dying. He's going to take away all the sin once and for all, forever and ever. One time. Father, is there another way? No, son, you got to die. Let me give you some strength. Father, can we do? No, son. I need a lamb. I got to have a sacrifice that allow me to count them right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
There's no other way? No.
No other way.
There's no other way. There's no sacrifice can be given that I can look past their life. I got to be able to see a lamb.
Yeah.
So when I'm doing contrary stuff,
Lord.
I look at the lamb.
Well,
when I'm acting honorary and I'm coming before him guilty, but a lamb is up there. And he counts me as right when I just confess. Once again, Lord, I fail. But the Lamb and the blood's Lamb covers me.
Well,
over and over. He covers me.
Oh, that's good teaching.
Now, if you're here this morning, you haven't appreciated the value of the Lamb. Not a goat. Not a sheep. Not a calf or a bull. But God himself said, I'll die for you. I'll die for you. I'll die for you. I know I made you.
Preach.
But I'm going to die for you, because I want to have fellowship with you. You can't see my face in peace unless a lamb dies. And so Jesus, The Bible says God so loved the world that he gave a lamb, his only begotten son, that whosoever puts their trust, believeth in him as being that lamb, should not perish. You ain't got to perish. It don't matter what you've done. You ain't got to perish. But you can have life everlasting. Because God sent his son into this world not to condemn it. If he wanted to condemn you, all he had to do was stay in heaven. You was already condemned. But that everybody through him might have life or might be saved. I got to quit. If you're here this morning and the Spirit of God's convicting you in every life that you need convicting of, you need to understand somebody had to offer themselves for you. And without the offering and the shedding of the blood of the Lamb, you have no possibility of getting out of your sins. Now, how do you respond to that? How you respond to that? You lost. Don't have a prayer except the Lamb shed his blood. How are you going to respond to the Lamb? If you remember the body of Christ and you know you're living in turmoil, you need to surrender. And say, I've sinned. I've sinned. And I know I've transgressed your law. And I'm counting on the blood of the Lamb to cleanse me. If you're not a member of the body of Christ, you need to receive the invitation from the Lamb. Behold, I am standing at the door of your heart. And I'm knocking. If any man will open up, I'll come in and sup with him and he with me. I'm here. All you got to do is believe that Jesus died for your sins according to the scripture. Be willing to repent of your sins and confess him as Lord and go down in the watery grave of baptism, because Jesus said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be covered by the blood. Whatever you need, whatever your desire, the Lamb of God is waiting. Won't you come right now? Will we stand and sing? Won't you come right now?